ones who are the ball lickers.
What we got's gonna turn your brain into shit.
Why you laugh?
Slurpcast!
Oh, the familiar music. So cool to be back. Extreme. How long do we get to say we're back? Is it kind of like people that say Happy New Year and it's February and like, get the hell out of here?
I think so. I mean, I would like to say that we're back and we just keep coming back and back.
Ah, I keep coming.
When you think we're coming, gone, we're back again.
And coming and coming and coming. I love it. I like what you're going for there. This is the Slurpcast, one of the original three. Back in the day, hey, I think we should have a segment called that later this episode. Back in the day, there was three Blood Bowl podcasts. And would you know it, Chance and before Drew Pauly, they started theirs a month before we did. And Tackle Zone Radio started theirs around the same time. So we were the third in the span of like 1 month, though. But we talked about it extreme before anybody.
Yeah, I guess we spent a little too much time in our pre-planning stage. We should have just rushed out the gate.
Foreplay is our strong suit, you know? Chance goes right in. That's just how it goes. So I think that the important thing is that we're back and thus still around. Some people say going strong, but we've been going weak since 2009. Three Die Block still going strong. Both down are sort of our proteges, would you say?
I don't know. I mean, that's up to them to decide. I don't think you can tell someone they're your protege.
They've told us we were their mentors. There's the mentor and the protege. That's the relationship.
Okay.
Now,
I mean, if they said that, then that's awesome.
Years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've probably been consistently putting out the most content of anybody since they started.
Yeah. But years ago, they said they got into it. They wanted to do a podcast because of us. They went to tournaments because of us. They went to Chaos Cup because of us. And here's the thing.
Why you laugh?
What?
I don't remember this conversation, but
it all happened. There's like, go to their old ones. They got like 5 billion episodes. Go to the old ones. They were sucking us off on like the first five. Anyway, we are a huge part of their lives, and they gave us a little bit of a shout at saying, I think they're coming back. And I'm going to say this, Fat Finley, you're listening, right? Kilowog A, which I believe we helped you create the Gage, the Wage, you know, we did that. Just credit. You know what I mean? Kilowog was a little more enthusiastic about our return than you were. You seemed like you were like, oh, those fuckers? Yeah. Yeah, those fuckers. Yes. But anyway, happy to be back in that family again. We'll be talking about a tournament they went to that we weren't at, Chaos Cup, momentarily, in our tournament graveyard segment. Also, the tournament that we did go to, the Red Tide Charity Cup. Don't forget, check out ZlurpNation.com. That's where you can get the show on a bunch of different apps, from Spotify to Apple, wherever you listen. Get merch for the show. You get shirts, mugs, hats. I believe you have a used Extreme thong on there, too. Comes with free smells. That's on there. Did you see that one, Extreme? Remember the Slurpcast thong?
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping someone buys it because I could use that money.
We did a contest where someone wore that and like part of their nut was sliding out. I remember.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know who would have done that.
I'll tell you, Facebook remembers. You know what I mean? Pepperidge Farm and Facebook remembers, because whenever I try to post that picture, it gets flagged for indecency. I'm like, it's Scott Prime's small nutsack. It's not indecent. It's just, you know, embarrassing. Not indecent. Extreme, I know we have a lot to cover. We should probably get right to it. Tournament Graveyard happens now on the Slurpcast.
Brought to you by Ogre Guardian. When you're here, you eat families.
You are tuned into the Slurpcast. The Tournament Graveyard.
Chaos Cup. Legendary. 21 years in existence. Extreme and myself, we were at the 20th. We were at the, you weren't at the first, right?
Nope. I was at the second.
Second. That's, I was at the second as well. Maybe later on we'll talk about meeting at that one back in the day, obviously. So from 2004 to 2023, this has been the U.S. major. Well, sorry, 03 to 23, 21 years now. Because you count, right? It's always weird. You count the year it was and the year. That's 21 years. But now it is in Florida, no longer the greater Chicagoland area, making it a little more difficult for us to travel to. Not impossible. Maybe we'll be there next year. Not impossible. Extreme, let me ask you, did you have any thoughts to going this year?
I knew pretty early that it just wasn't going to be an option for me. And that's why I was really glad to see the tournament that we were able to attend come up, because that made me less jealous, I guess. Otherwise, I would have been at home all weekend watching the Facebook updates and feeling like I should have been there.
Would you ever watch a live feed from Chaos Cup? Let's say you were that much of a loser. Sorry, that bored. Not loser.
I would. I've done it for other events in the past, the NAFCs and the World Cups and stuff that have broadcast games.
What are you hoping to see? Because you can't obviously know what's going on. There's people walking by being stupid, right?
Well, I mean, some depending on the quality of the streaming setup, some of them you can follow the game pretty closely.
Do you mean like, oh, so on one person's game you watch? I was thinking like a camera in the corner and it's the whole ballroom. You mean like one game?
Like a webcam that someone set up. Old school webcams that people used to log into.
If you want to justify jerking off to Chaos Cup video, then just say that.
Not all webcams you're jerking off to. A lot of them are like the zoo. Oh, look at the zebras.
Wait a minute. Maybe I don't know what webcams are for. I thought if you watch zebras on webcams, it means you're sexually into zebras. That's what I thought.
People are, but yeah, I know. That wasn't what I was going for.
Yeah, zebophiles.
Zebra file.
New shirt. Speaking of shirts, we already have from the last episode of Blood Bowl is 98% luck and 2% being a dick. Pretty soon you're going to get my Blood Bowl friend with the arrow. That's going to happen. And maybe we'll have zebra files. I don't know. Because they're like ref shirts then at that point, right?
With a little picture of Chris Hansen on there hunting zebra files.
That's right. Speaking of bad people that do bad things, let's talk about the attendees at the Chaos Cup. This was huge. 200, right?
202.
202. One person dropped after round one, right? They were like, fuck this, right? I'm out. And did somebody drop or no?
I don't know what the whole story was, but
I don't need the story. I just want to know.
Not all 202 finished every round. Ooh, I know that.
Well, you know what? It's not how you finish. It's how you start. That's what we always say. 202. That's a lot. You know, when we had 70 and 80 at Chaos Cup, we were like, this will never be matched. And it has and exceeded that. So Jim Luft and his whole team, phenomenal job. Makes me want to go. There was a charity involved too, right, Extreme?
There was. So there's typically a charity raffle every year for the last several years at Chaos Cup. But this year they raised over $6,000 for a children's hospital in Jacksonville. So that was a new charity raffle record for the Chaos Cup.
$6,000. That's real dollars. That's not gold pieces, right?
No, that's real dollars.
Wow. Like, how come the people we knew that went to Chaos Cup were cheap asses and they know people with money? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, the attendance was a little bit bigger, so that helps.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have scored half that. I just know we have people that are like, is someone getting pizza? Is someone bringing us? It's like a lot of gimme, gimme, gimmies of the world. And all of a sudden we got some charitable people down there. A little jealous of that, but pretty awesome. When we talk about the Chaos Cup, you have an expectation. It's six games. One of the few six-game tournaments that are still around, right, Extreme?
Yeah, there's not too many. It seems to be trending more and more, at least in the U.S., to one-day tournaments. But there's still a few six-day, but this is definitely, it's become more rare than it was.
Who was the first person to make it a six-gamer?
The Chaos Cup or tournaments in general?
Chaos Cup.
Well, I know who it is, but do you remember why they did?
They? That was me.
It was you. Oh. But do you remember your reason for it?
Because it's one louder? I don't know.
No, he said Slurpee Bowl is six games. Oh. Chaos Cup has to be six games.
Well, competitive. If I'm one thing, it is competitive. So I think that was something. And guess which one lasted? Suck on it, biggest independent tournament organizer.
Okay. Well, you ran four. I ran 12.
True. Nobody remembers yours, though.
I know. That's fine.
I'm kidding. Come on. Dude, without your tournament, we wouldn't have the show. You know that, right? You don't need to be you don't need to be fluffed anymore. I just, you know, I brought a few things during my time. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of like public service. Like if you, not career politicians, but people that want to make things better. So Tom did a great job getting it off the ground and running it for several years. But I was like, well, let's make it better. Let's make it longer. Let's add in some giveaways, some coins, some dice, custom pitches, all that kind of stuff. Still kept the theme and the Chaos Cup model, and then it kept growing and growing from there. So Katie took it over from there. Jeffro took it over from there. And now Jim took it over. Do you know, Extreme, if he's going to do the four years and done? Because that's kind of been the thing, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's pretty dedicated. He's running so many different Blood Bowl events and working with Games Workshop and doing the official Games Workshop tournaments, the Opens. So I don't know. Right now, he seems to be going full steam ahead, and I don't know if there is an end in sight.
He's going to age quite a few years in the next 2 years.
It's quite possible.
He's going to live 2 regular years, but age like 9 years. You know what I mean? That happens. Hey, that's politics. You know what I mean? Obama got gray hair just from a couple of years in office. That's just, you know, that's going to happen. So Jim, just, you know, pace yourself. Let's, you know, we're in it for the long haul here because we want to make sure when we get down there, it's still kicking ass. This year's Chaos Cup, I would say follow the trend of enough games to weed out the best and all that. You know what I mean? When you have 6 games with that many coaches, you need it. You can't just say, well, let's just see who's got the most points. We had to do it. And I didn't look at like the total like win-loss records, but I would imagine that when it was all said and done, I know the winner went undefeated or all wins or undefeated.
Undefeated, 6 wins.
Oh, 6. It's even better. I meant like, you know, you can be, you know, 5 wins in a tie and still be undefeated. So yeah. it's six wins.
If you end up with 6 wins, that kind of ends all argument there. You're definitely the champion.
There's no way someone else could have gotten 6 wins. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Mathematically, it's possible with 200 people, but unlikely in a game that we have a tie is the way that we do.
I mean, at some point, you just got to send them out to the streets and they have to fight. Like something's, you got to do something. If they ever got to 2 people were undefeated after 6 games, like, we can't play any more games. We basically, I don't know, Rochambeau, whatever you got to do, you know, got to get a winner. But we did have 1 winner. When I saw the name the first time it was out there, I was like, oh, that's my friend. That's my friend's name. I have a friend by that name. I know him. It wasn't the same guy. It was a different, apparently you can have different names. You know, I only know of one Extreme. I only know of one Johnny P, but apparently you can have different names. So we're going to get to that winner in a second of who he shares a name with. Should we start from the bottom?
If that's where you want to start, sure.
Where do you want to start, Extreme? Middle? What are you, a middle guy? Middle?
No.
Start with third? Okay. Who got the wooden spoon?
Todd Percival.
Okay. And what team did he have?
I have no idea.
Extreme.
I kept track of the teams for the top finishers. If we want to start at the top, I have more information for those. I thought we would kind of dwindle down.
Did I not give you those?
But this is a good time while Johnny's looking at his phone to remind anyone, if they want more in-depth details on the Chaos Cup, I'm sure Both Down is going to cover this event much better than we will because they were actually there and participated in it, where we're just reading stuff off Facebook.
You know what? You can downplay it all you want. Here's a message from me to you that had all the team names in there and the races. So Extreme, I don't want to have a fight already on episode 2. We've had some ups and downs over the years. We even quit the show and a couple of idiots took over. I don't want it to come to that, but the wooden spoon here was Todd Percival with Slan, the Toadville Tadpoles. See that, Extreme? See it on the screen there? You see that? Look on the screen.
But that's not an official document. That's just in a chat where we chat all day long and it gets lost.
Document schmockument. That's another shirt. Document schmockument is what I say to that one. That's fine. I'll do the awards, you know. One of us here remembers what it was like to be a tournament organizer. And be organized. It's actually in the word, so you know.
But you didn't make a document for the notes.
I made a schmockument.
No, you made a post in a chat that got lost in a giant conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will say this. Here's where I'm going to fault you, Extreme. You're right on that point. It was not a document nor a schmockument. It was a chat message. If you didn't have a reply to it, I'd say, you know what? He didn't see it. Because we do have a lot back and forth. He didn't see it. You had to reply to it because you ripped on one of the team names. So the fact that
Why you laugh?
That acknowledged that you saw the post or the message.
Well, I'm not saying I didn't see it. I'm saying it got lost.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do you want me to actually tell our listeners what team name you were making fun of?
Yeah, please do, because I was scrolling back to see what it was, because I had already forgotten about
it. Okay, so Todd captured the wooden spoon with the Toadville Tadpole Slam Team, the I Am Chaos Award. Hey, who invented that one? Sounds like
a very coveted award. Yeah. There were several people that were really gunning for it this year.
I'm going for it next year. You play a Chaos team, you're up for that award. Truly the Chaos Cup Award. That's the best award. That's the best one to win. I mean, you can say, oh, I want to win the whole thing. Yeah, that's okay, but it's the Chaos Cup. Not the whatever cup, not the 30.
I think I know something that's better than the I Am Chaos Award.
What's that?
Winning the I Am Chaos Award and winning the Chaos Cup.
Has it ever been done?
No, it seems very unlikely that anyone's going to take a Chaos team and win the tournament. They're not usually that caliber of a team, but if they do, that would be amazing.
I have two things to say to that. One, fuck to you. Because
why you laugh?
I'm going to do it next year. I'm calling it right now. I'm calling her. I am Chaos. So the award this year, I Am Chaos Award, went to Denny Franks. Welcome to the Jungle was his team. The race on that one was Korn. So I'm guessing Korn, Chaos Chosen, and Chaos Renegade? Or is Chaos... Nurgle. Is Chaos Dwarf part of it or no?
I don't know what they're considering. I wouldn't consider that, but it's up to them.
Yeah. So great job, Denny. I believe you have another award as well, so we'll get to that in a second. Best comeback after round two, Rob Nowicki with his ogre team, the Big Pine Bogans. They're the Bogans from Big Pine. It's got the classic format there. Middle of the Pack Award. Do you know what this one's about, Extreme? Is this like who finished right in the middle? Is that what that is?
Yeah, so a lot of tournaments have started doing away with Wooden Spoon and started doing Middle of the Pack instead. I know Spike does and several other tournaments do. So it's the person that finishes directly in the middle of the standings.
I don't mind the award, but why would you get rid of Wooden Spoon?
Because some people see the negative side of Wooden Spoon and don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And then other people that are running tournaments don't like people intentionally trying to lose to win the Wooden Spoon.
Well, all I know is it's called Blood Bowl. I want aggressive behavior at all times from everybody, just like they would be on the pitch. I think if you're trying to win the Wooden Spoon, then you know what? You should be able to achieve your dreams, and that's what you want to achieve. There might be a reason for it. I played a Kings of War tournament, took last place, and I got a cool orc hut that I won. That's pretty badass. Made me proud to be a loser that day. Well, Middle of the Pack Award went to, this is Average Joe? Oh, that's like what it's saying, Average Joe or Jane, got it. Mike Tremarkey with his Chaos Dwarf team, the Cherno Bullies.
And really middle of the pack when there's 202 people is still a pretty good day.
Yeah, true. You want to be in that like top 101. The Chaos Fledgling, first time at Chaos Cup Award. Steven Jarrett, the Ottawa Warp Coats, which was he had second place. Oh, so it was his best finish from somebody who was their first time at Chaos Cup?
Yeah, like Rookie of the Year.
Okay. That makes sense. Oh, I gave away that he got second place. Sorry. I meant to say he got another award. Another. We've got the best offense, Max Hanna. His team's called Skaven 2, the Squeakquel. What are your thoughts on that one? Best offense. 20 touchdowns. Skaven 2, the Squeakquel. You like that, Extreme?
I like it more than some of the other names that were on this list, but it's not... It's not one of my favorite names, no.
If we go down to the first set of awards here, so Toadville Tadpoles, I like. You like?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jungle, I don't like. Do you like that?
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Big Pine Bogans, I like that one. Okay. You like that one?
Yep.
Cherno Bullies. What's Cherno? What is that?
Like Chernobyl? Like
Chernobyl? I don't know.
Maybe. This kind of sounds like a both down bit we're doing, though.
Oh, well, I mean, as their mentors, aren't all of their bits ours, just influenced by?
I don't know. You'll have to.
How about this?
With the Zlurpcast lawyers and
they do both down approved. Why don't we do Zlurpcast unapproved? We only talk about the ones that aren't approved. They talk about the ones that are approved. I don't know. Anyway, Ottawa Warpcoat's good, but. The Skaven 2, the Squeakquel. What happened to Skaven 1? We're all wondering. And was the Squeakquel better?
Max is in my online league. He's a Second Sons.
Oh. Is that why it's a two? Second Sons?
I don't think so.
Okay. You're a first son, though, in real life, right?
In real life, okay. Yes.
I'm a third son in real life. But that's, I like the identity that you take it on there. Most brutal, 27 casualties. Dave Arvello, his Chaos Chosen team, the Skull Takers.
Fitting name.
Yeah. Best defense, which I think is only just a handful of touchdowns allowed over the course of six games. Alex Alonso, undead, dead last. He was not dead last. He was higher up, much higher up. He must have thought, I'm going to go in with the name dead last, and whatever I do is going to be better than that, most likely. Third place, Mike Kuhn with his vampire team, the Dawn Dodgers, because they're dodging Dawn.
He's also in the Second Sons League.
Yeah. Is it a big deal for you to give shout-outs to that crew?
I'm proud to be in that league. I like all the everything, the intent behind the league, and chatting with the guys on a daily basis.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. I'm glad you got some friends, finally.
a few.
I mean, hey, they're online friends, but that's okay. That's okay.
They're Blood Bowl friends.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Stunty Cup. Not Stanley Cup. The Stunty Cup champion, Isaac Clisby, with his halfling team, Hogan's Hulks. Was it a wrestling team theme? A wrestling theme team? Do you know? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Just, you know, just like the Simpsons, I did that first too. Anyway, the Chaos Cup champion. Oh, I missed. Sorry. Second place. Steven Jarrett, Underworld team, Ottawa Warp Coats. Once again, I do like how Ottawa's like odd. ODD. Ottawa. Not Ottawa. That's good. That's the pun. That's right, Extreme? Yeah. That's what we're going for here.
A little bit. I like it.
Yeah. And the Chaos Cup champion is John Lackey, also goes by Saul, which threw me off because I'm like, oh, Saul Nicely? No, different Saul.
Then when you saw his real name, you're like, John Lackey, the pitcher?
Wait, he's the one that did some bad things, right? Who am I thinking of? Is that John Rockets? No.
Yeah. John Lackey's a bit of a asshat, but I don't think he's been in trouble for doing any bad things.
Okay. John Lackey. Is he on the Cubs?
He was for a couple years.
Who am I thinking of? John Lester, I like. John Lackey. Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, this is neither of them. Yes, Gavin team called A Better Place. That's the one you didn't really like, Extreme.
Not a fan, no.
You said...
It sounds like the title of a novel.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be like your... killing people and now they're in a better place? Is that the joke?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm gonna send them a message and be like, congrats, what's the joke? Just want to know what the joke was. That's all. Just want to know. Anyway, great job, all the award winners. How many dwarf teams were at this event, Extreme?
Of the 202 teams in attendance, there were two dwarf teams. I see this as a problem. Everyone was outraged last year when there were 8 agility teams of 100. Now there's only 2 dwarf teams of 200, but I don't see the outrage this year. The Saul that you do know, Saul Nicely, was one of the dwarf coaches. And he finished in 65th place. So he was the top finishing dwarf coach at 65th. So definitely an overpowered race that everyone should complain about all the time.
Well, I got to ask, you know, I'm sort of getting back into things now, but I really don't pay attention as much as I did before with a lot of different... I don't know, the talk, the chatter, if you will. There's a lot of memes about dwarves, and they say dwarf for some reason. It's kind of a weird slur, if you will, on the dwarf race. And I just wonder, I would read those throughout the last few years, and I thought, wow, like dwarves, they're like really good. People don't like playing against them because they're tough. You build them up with guard and this and that. But I don't see them dominating, and I don't see them as prolific either. So I just wonder kind of like what's the joke? Is that maybe that's another t-shirt? What's the joke?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. You'll have to ask the people that participate in that joke.
I just want to know what's the joke.
I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
You know, I actually have a really good tactic against dwarf teams, and it's, you know, done pretty well for me over the years. You just run past them. You just run past them. And then you put like one of your friends somewhere in between where you are and where they are. it makes them have to waste a couple extra squares, and then they can't get to you because they have shorter legs and they can't run as fast. So it's a pretty infallible strategy. You just run past them and then they can't catch up. It's easy. Bring on the dwarf teams. Bring them on. Well, Chaos Cup sounds like a great event. Lots more coverage out there from the people who went there, like Wolf Down, for example. Definitely check out their newest episode, which will cover all of their Chaos Cup hijinks and learn more about it.
Yeah, you'll probably hear about everything they ate on the trip as well.
Yes, they are a couple of eaters. You know, got ourselves a couple of eaters over here. Extreme and I went to a different tournament that same day, that Saturday of the Chaos Cup, the Red Tide Charity Tournament in Iowa City, Critical Hit Games, a really cool game store owned by Chance Kirchhoff of 3Die Block fame.
The home base for 3Die Block.
Yeah, and you got to see all the Master of the Universe figures up there on the wall, which I know got you excited.
Yeah, it was my first time going to the store. I know you've been there before. It was really awesome being able to see all the cool stuff there, all the Masters of the Universe, and he had a Thunder Machine, so that was pretty dope. Really, really cool store. I was impressed.
Did he mention, I forgot to ask him, why he didn't turn the arcade machines on?
I thought I saw someone later in the day go back there, but I'm not sure. I didn't ask.
I'm sure if I asked him, he would have turned them on. I just didn't ask. You know what I mean? My guess is he played in the tournament, and the store opened early. Earlier for us than it did for regular people. So I'm guessing it just kind of, you know, we don't need to make it a thing, but I'm sure if I asked, but a lot of cool arcades. If you ever go to that store, check out, it's like the curtains back there. It reminds me of, like, you know, it's like going into the saloon doors at Tower Records back in the day. I'm like, oh, I want to see what that movie's all about. Looks like a family classic. So we're at this event, Extreme, and you, right off the bat, like, what's your take when you go to a tournament, like a little bit smaller? Do you start scouting the competition, looking at teams? What's kind of your routine when you show up at one of these tournaments?
Not really. I'm looking around for people that I know and see, like, people that I want to have fun games with and I hope I run into. So walking in the door, you and Mike were both there, and I haven't played either of you in a while. I've played you both quite a bit, but it's been quite a while since any of us have played. Yeah. So I was like, hey, it'd be pretty cool if we got matched up and got to play.
Yeah.
So that's usually what I'm looking at, is looking for friendly games and games I know are going to be fun, and so hoping I get matched up.
You're looking for friends, people you know, people you have fun with, and also Alex Schutte, right?
Yeah, he
wanted his shout out. That kid wants his shout out. He got his shout out.
Why you laugh?
Someone says, what's your name online? And I jumped in. I was like, Scissor Limbs. I jumped in on that one. I read it out loud as Scissor Limbs. That's how I know him. But
he's still young Schutte in my mind.
Yeah. So he, back in the day, in the Chaos Cup, old back in the days, he used to just go for casualties. And hey, sometimes valid tactic, clear the pitch. It's the way to do it. You know, that truly is a Chaos Cup like performance there. So you're there. We see, me, you, Mike, and you're thinking, all right, three rounds. You're looking around. You're like, I see some scrubs here. I probably could take this one. Are you already thinking you have a chance to win?
I am not thinking I see some scrubs here. What I was thinking was, I've seen a lot of people I've never played before, and I've never seen a tournament before. A lot of people there were new faces to me, so I have no idea if they're scrubs or not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Did I think I was going to? I was confident in my roster because it's similar to one I've been playing with for most of the year, but I didn't really. I thought there was a good chance for a good finish. I never go into a tournament thinking I'm going to win that tournament because there's just too many variables.
What was your?
I expected to have a strong finish.
What was your roster?
My roster was 11 dwarf players maxing out the positions, Mighty Zug, and two rerolls.
Okay. And what were your skills?
I had guard on two blitzers and two blockers, and Mighty Blow on both slayers.
And Zug took up two of the skill points then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you had the 40 miners. I brought the Sunnydale Slayers, my Elven Union, formerly known as Pro Elf Team, that Extreme painted back in the day. I had 11 players and an apothecary and six rerolls that I made sure to burn in the first two turns of every game, just because why not? Have some fun. I took a catcher and I added block and leap and dodge too. I got two blitzers that I added dodge and one of them had sure feet, or sorry, sure hands. One of them had strip ball. And then I had a thrower with Cannoneer, my first time taking that one, which never came into play, but I thought maybe it might. I don't know. I don't need the help on the short, on the quick pass, you know?
Yeah, when you were telling me about this roster, and you know, the six rerolls obviously stands out as, holy crap, six rerolls. But I had played several elf teams online and seen like this super aggressive defense where they just don't care about rolling dice because you can use more than one reroll in a turn. So yeah. I was looking at six rerolls. I was like, wow, that could be a pretty scary team, actually.
Yeah, there were. I mean, I used it on everything. It was, you know, multiple block rolls, dodge rolls, you know, just wherever I could. It was great. I mean, I went from being a reroll hater in the previous set of rules to now being a full-on reroll lover because it changes everything. That's probably my favorite thing about any of the new rules is the fact that by allowing someone to use multiple rerolls, you now allow these very magical things that happen in a turn. But basically, it's like a full-on try everything you can this one turn, which to me, that is Blood Bowl. Blood Bowl is all about taking chances.
So it sounds like, I think you've kind of leaned into the answer to this question, but this is the question I have for you. After playing the three rounds and going so reroll heavy, would you have rather spent that money on anything else, or are you happy with the rerolls?
I probably could have done either take one reroll away, add an extra player, or take the apothecary away and add an extra player. That would be the only thing was, you know, I did suffer a lot of casualties as expected, but I also, I mean, I'm not great at playing elves, but I don't play the score quick and survive. I still do stalling and time management with them anyway. So for me, it wasn't, if I had seven players on the pitch, I'm fine still. I'm not even worried about it. So it wasn't that devastating. So to really quickly answer the question, I probably wouldn't change anything. I would take that roster again.
Okay.
You know, I just don't see. Yeah, because also the way the skills lined up, you can give one player three and two players two. I maxed that out. So then it became I had to give the thrower a skill. And I couldn't give a lineman guard or something because that would have been a double or a, you know, a 2-point skill. So no, I would probably do the same thing again. We start round one. And who was your first round opponent?
My first round opponent was Ty Powers. Yes. I haven't seen Ty in years, probably. We've talked online, but actually seeing him in person for the first time again was pretty awesome. And I know we played many years ago, but it's been quite a long time since we got to play. So it was nice catching up with Ty and sitting down to play against him. He had his lizard's erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
Which I noted there was also a team at the Chaos Cup with the exact same name.
Wow.
So I don't know whose lawyers need to contact who, but yeah, something's going on there.
Would you say both of them are actually proteges of me with Liz in my pants back in the day?
Quite possible.
Me as the mentor.
Or maybe, I mean, the team name's a reptile dysfunction. So did they come before the Liz in my pants or after?
Oh, because they're two different issues?
Yeah.
Yeah. But can't we have a lizard team where it's just right? You know what I mean? Not too soon, not too long. Just yeah. It's just right.
Everything's working as intended.
Yeah. How about like the next lizard team would be called like perfectly normal. never mind. It's not working anyway. I just screwed up the letters. How about perfect ejaculatory normal. Illest salamanders penis. I don't know. I just spitballing. just workshopping it. Hey, I'm not the first one to take a body part and make that an acronym. I'm pretty sure someone took a team called Cunt in Saul's house before, which his kids saw that. Jeez. It's awful. Awful.
Indeed, that happened.
So you played against Ty's Lizards, and how'd that game go?
It went great for me. I was able to get a casualty on a Saurus fairly early in the game. And just kind of controlled things. He was playing a little too, I don't think he was playing aggressive enough. He was doing a great job protecting his skinks, but I think almost too good of a job. They were too far back to do really be a threat to anything. But yeah, so I was able to win 2-0 and out casualty 4-1.
Wow. Once again, I got to love the fact that Blood Bowl the game has coined the term casualtied, you know?
Sure.
Like, I can't.
It seemed awesome, though. It seemed looked really good. It was like all like very bright colors, but each lizard was like different bright colors.
Yeah.
So it was very like jungle lizard-y, I guess.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be talking about him in a few minutes.
I bet you might.
I just might be. My first round matchup was against Brad Furman, who I've known online for a long time, but haven't met in person and definitely haven't played. He is an Iowan by way of Australia, I believe. An Aussie Iowan, if you will. And he brought his dwarf team that were, the team name escapes me, but they were Barney Bashers. Barney something, because it was Barney the dinosaur themed.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Yeah.
Something just occurred to me. In this smaller tournament that we went to, I don't know, what were there, like 14 people maybe? 12, 14, something like that?
I think it was 12.
There were more dwarf teams there than at the Chaos Cup.
Wow. Interesting. I have no answer for why there were so few dwarf teams at Chaos Cup. Maybe Jim. Maybe we'll talk to Jim in a future episode and kind of get his take on that. Maybe he can help us stop the hate as well.
Perhaps. Sorry. It just occurred to me.
I know, because it's a hot button issue for you, so it's bothering you on a personal level. You can't help control yourself while we're in the middle of a completely different segment to talk about your problems with people hating on dwarves. I get it. So I played against Brad. He had a dwarf team. I think it was the Barney Bashers or something like that. He had, skill-wise, couple with a guard, which is, I believe, his, I think he had three of them with guard. And nothing really fancy, kind of just a straight up dwarf team. He did some grinding in the first half, got a few off the pitch, started to build up. He really, I think when it was all said and done, I believe he had 4 or 5 casualties and 4 or 5 knockouts. And in this tournament, knockouts matter for points too. I was rolling him back in, so it's not like I had nobody left on the pitch, but I was rolling back in, but he was racking up the points for sure. I got the ball second half and ran downfield about 2 or 3 turns, developed with my sidestepping blitzer, just kind of, you know, blodging sidestepping blitzer, hanging out near there, put a couple of blockers in the way. He didn't really come and get me. And I think he made a comment about, are you just going for the tie then? And I was like, yeah, like, why wouldn't I? Now, some coaches might just want to score and try to get the ball back, but I was outnumbered quite a bit. So I don't think the odds were good enough for me to score quickly, get the ball back from him, and then score again. I didn't see it happening. He kept the ball in his sure hands player's hands, so my strip ball wouldn't help. I wasn't super successful with like the leaping and cage breaking, all that kind of stuff. I just didn't see it happening. So the answer was, yeah, I am going to go for a tie. And it kind of, you know, I gave him 2 turns. I actually scored on my turn 7. So he had 7 and 8. He could have scored, but, you know, a little tougher with the shotties, if you will. Ended up getting a tie there. However, the funny part was, while I got 30 points for a tie, he got 58 points for a tie due to all of his bonus points for casualties and knockouts. No bonuses for touchdowns. So it looked like a win on paper for him at a tie. So it's kind of funny. He was like, I'll take this one. I'm like, yeah, you will.
The tournament scoring using the knockouts and casualties really leaned into the whole red tide theme.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting into going in. So yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, agreed. Round 2, what did you have?
Round 2, I played Ben's Orc team. You ready for this name?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you think this is Zlurpcast disapproved. This is all one word. Spooky, disharmonious, conflict, hellride.
That's a hard pass for me. What's the joke? That's my every time there's a funny team name, I want to say, what's the joke? And I want someone to explain it to me.
I think it's supposed to be like a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. Fair answer. So my question of what's the joke? I bet it's a visual joke. It's not a out loud joke, right? It's not a radio joke in this case.
Maybe I'm not selling it enough either. But as I was writing it down, because I keep track of all my opponent's team names, you know, on my spreadsheet that Johnny will make fun of. I have every team name that I've ever played against with my dwarves mentioned to him. I was like, wow, that's a team name.
Yeah. Like, yep. That's a name. What is, say it one more time for me. One more time.
Spooky Disharmonious Conflict Hellride.
Is it quite atrocious, though?
That's not in there, so maybe they should add that.
Is there? Did he sing a song with it? Obviously, he sang a song.
He did not sing a song.
Oh, get out of here. Get that shit out of here. Even Brad sang the Barney song. We are going to do a karaoke tournament, by the way. Blood Bowl with karaoke. When you lose, you sing the winner's choice. It's going to happen, and everybody loses that, which I love.
Yes, it sounds horrible. his orc team brought Bomber Dribble Snot,
okay.
Which, with all the changes to bombs and stuff, my personal opinion, no judgment on this game or any other game, but I still think, in Extreme's opinion, Bomber on non-stunny teams is still a problem. And in my opinion, a negative play experience. Yeah, I just think he takes over the game too easily.
Well, when star players change the game and change the team and make it all about them, it is something to discuss. You know, we should bring back our Good Dwarf, Bad Dwarf segment in a future episode, and we'll talk more in depth about how you really feel about stars.
Sure.
Yeah. So with this complaint as a caveat, what was the outcome of this game?
So this game was a tie. Mm. It was 1-1, and we both scored on our defensive drives. The opening game, and we also had Sweltering Heat just to make it even worse. We were doing a good job taking each other's players out, and then with Bomber, he was knocking a bunch of players over. Thankfully, the Bomber wasn't killing a bunch, but it was knocking over multiple people a turn, which, as dwarves, that really controls your movement quite a bit.
Yeah, changes a lot of it.
As we were casualing each other, I ended up with 3 casualties. He had 4. There were several knockouts too. And then we each lost 3 players to Sweltering Heat to start the second half. So late in the game, I think I had 5 dwarves on the pitch and he had 4 orcs to finish the game.
Blood Bowl for real is what I call that.
Yeah.
A battle.
I really thought he was going to run away with the win. He was able to get the ball loose in the second half and take off with it. But he was just close enough for me to catch him and get the ball and take it back the other way.
Wow. It is a classic matchup, you know, but the star player changed some things as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tale of 2 halves. The first half he dominated after kicking to me, and then the second half things went my way, and I had a pretty fortunate half to get back into the game and tie it.
Yep. Ties are okay. Ties are okay. Draws, we call them Extreme, by the way, draws. They're not games and ties. They are matches and draws. Terminology. I'm just trying to get you in the mode and terminology mode. My second round opponent was Jeff Stieg and his dwarf team. Hey, dwarf round 1, dwarf round 2. So once again, a team that will definitely hurt my dodging all around. So that was always lovely to see. Jeff's a nice guy. He's a funny guy. I enjoy playing games with him. I think I played him last year at 3-Day Brawl, or at least I chatted with him enough where it felt like I played him. Good opponent. The difference this time was he had Glorial Underboob. What's the name? Summer.
Underpants.
Summer balls, summer knots. And Glorial, the star player, is a big game changer for the dwarves. Also, the fact that she had sure hands. She was able to be taken on a dwarf team because the tournament allowed any female star players to play for any team. The sure hands was rough because my plan originally was to get my strip baller near there, and it wasn't going to happen. Got a couple shots on her here and there because she only has 2 strength, but overall made a pretty big, you know, impact in the game. The dwarf team itself became the line, like an NFL, like a offensive line, just pushing up. And I was trying to give him one square at a time and doing that whole game. So it was a really rough game for me. There was a moment when I thought I was going to get a chance to tie it. Failed a couple key dodges. Just wasn't happening. We both knew at that moment it was going to be probably over, just by the way it worked out. So unfortunately, I ended up getting a loss on that one, but still a very fun game against Jeff. Round 3. So Extreme, you are in a close to top table point at this, right?
I didn't think so, but it turned out I was. It's probably table two or three. I never got to play on the top table with the cool stadium and stuff. With a win and a tie and a good amount of bonus points, I thought someone would have to win three games to win this. I didn't really think I was in the running after the tie. But I was wrong. I was actually in that. There was quite a few people with one win and one tie, it turned out. So there was a good chunk of people that were all battling for that top spot.
Yeah, with not a huge attendance in the tournament, I wasn't super worried about ties and all that, but I knew there'd be a lot of people battling at the top. I believe Alex Schutte was near the top too. So I thought you guys were going to end up playing, but I guess it didn't work out in that pairing, you know. He was at the top. You were at the second table, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
So how did that one go?
So I was playing Nick's Underworld team, the Eidenhoven Blue Bloods, a much better name. It went great for me and not so great for him. Pretty early on, I think the matchup's not great, and he went very stunty heavy in his Underworld build. He had Fungus and Nabla on the team.
Oh.
So there were a lot of Goblins, a lot of Snotlings. So between, you know, Stunny, me having Tackle, me having some Mighty Blow players, I was knocking out a ton of players. I think I ended up with like 12 knockouts on them. So it was just a bad situation and not a whole lot he could do. And then as he was trying to drive down to score, he had a really bad turn where his troll double skulled and the loner ate the reroll. And that gave me a free pass to the ball carrier and to Nabla as well. And that kind of sealed up the game very early on. And it just wasn't a fun game for him.
So that's a case where stars added the flavor, but weren't really game changing.
Well, I mean, just his build in general was very, you know, stunty heavy. Probably works in a lot of matchups, but not against dwarves.
Yeah. Well, sometimes matchups do make a difference. I guess, I don't know if matchups find their way in that 98% to 2% playbook that we created, but it does happen to you sometimes. So you ended up with a win. So now you have two wins and a tie waiting to see what happens, correct?
Yeah, and with the 12 knockouts and two casualties I had in that last game, just had a ton of bonus points. So I didn't think I had any shot at anything until I turned my roster in. Tim's like, I think you're in the running. I was like, oh, really? Okay.
No. Let's not give it away, Extreme.
It's not. Well, I just said in the running.
I know, but, you know. I can see you. They can't see you on the video. I see you in the video and you're all smiles right now. You're all fucking smiley right now. So, you know, I'm going to give it away to them that he's smiling for a reason, but we'll get to that. My third round opponent was Ty. One thing I just forgot to add in my second round opponent, Jeff, this was just a funny little tidbit that I wanted to mention because it's very Slurpcast appropriate. So I had some rough rolls throughout this game. A lot of those dodge rolls, one reroll, one, you know, over and over again, that kind of stuff. And I was using this, my Charlie Victor dice cup with the little dice cup slammer as well. And for some reason, I put that to the left of me where it was on the right. So then I did a roll, slammed it down, and I heard like a loud noise because it was right on the wood table. And it was like wood under that. And I was like, oh, I'm like, what did I say? Something? I'm going raw on this one. I picked up the dice cup. And it was 6-6, you know, box card. I'm like, this is awesome. Wow. So then I kind of joked. I'm like, okay, going raw. I did it about four rolls in a row was the best you can get. You know, pow. It was sick. It was like everything. It's eventually evened out, but definitely it was the raw dogging was some of the verbiage. There was also the something about wood, you know, and getting wood. But all that kind of stuff, very Slurpcast moment. But, of course, there was only two turns left when I finally discovered the secret of rolling on wood. So, you know, didn't.
If only you had found out earlier in the day.
If only I learned more. Round three for me was against Ty Powers, the same team that Extreme mentioned earlier, the Ereptile Dysfunction. And it was great to talk to Ty. We talked about other tournaments we might want to run and go to in the future, reminisce a little bit, since, you know, he played in some of the first tournaments I've ever ran back in the mid-2000s, which was great to chat with him a bit about it. He had some rough luck in this game. It was not working out for him as well. I didn't really dominate the skinks because, you know, being elves, I didn't have a lot of it, but I just kind of played some elf ball for a while, played some keep away, and did what I did, ended up getting the win there. So I ended up 1-1-1, which is my usual result at most tournaments, being straight up 500.
Yeah, nothing to complain about there?
No, I'm still happy with my roster, happy with my games, had three fun opponents, had a great time there, of course. When we look at the awards for this one, Extreme, you want to run down, starting from the bottom there, what we got for awards?
Starting at the bottom, well, first, before we get to the awards, we should mention that this was a charity event, and it raised $700 for the Iowa City Crisis Center for Women's Reproductive Health.
Not bad. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah, our tournament fees, and when you got to spend extra money to get more special play cards that you can use in the event, and then when you use it, you give the card to your opponent for them to use. So by doing that, people bought some extra cards. I bought a couple extra and raised some good money. It was pretty awesome to see.
Yeah. The fan favorite award. So fan favorite team went to Ty Powers that we both played and his beautiful lizards.
Fan favorite, like sportsmanship, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what the clear definition was. I thought it was his team, but it could have been sportsmanship too, because that would have applied to Ty, I think.
Yeah. So. He was a fan favorite, regardless of the criteria. It was almost like a known he's a fan favorite.
Most touchdowns went to Nate Ponce.
Okay. To get a skate? No, I forgot what his team was. Stream, you didn't write it down right in your notes.
I did not. No, it was not posted on Facebook.
Okay,
fair. Where I got my results from.
No excuses. We all got them.
Most brutal was Brad.
Yeah, you're welcome for that one, Brad. I hooked you up. Round one, he got, I think it was 5 casualties and 4 knockouts for me. So
I guess it didn't occur to me to ask at the time, but now I'm curious if that was casualties plus knockouts, since we were keeping track of knockouts in this tournament, or if it was maybe casualties and knockouts with tiebreaker or something.
Oh, maybe. I would have counted all of them if it was me. Or not count all of them, but count total points, because casualties were worth 4, knockouts were 2, so I would have just done points of those.
And that may have been what he did. That would have been very easy to just use those same numbers to determine that.
Yep.
The runner-up by 2 bonus points. It was very close at the top, but the runner-up was Alexander Schutte.
Ah, yes. Alex Schutte, a longtime friend and driving companion of One Extreme.
Not this time, but in the past.
He wasn't your friend this time?
Well, he wasn't my driving companion.
Oh, I said longtime friend, and you said not this time. So you guys were enemies. Okay, that's cool. No, I like that. I like the competitive spirit. That's awesome.
I mean, he was definitely very pleased to find out that he lost by 2 bonus points, which would be 1 knockout, basically.
That actually would have been a shitty ride home. Like, you got to listen to that shit and be like, hey, yeah, go ahead and just, put $20, pump 5. I'm just going to run in and then just like zoom off without him. Like, leave him somewhere in some small town in Iowa. So, and then the champion was one Brian Mitchell. We know him as Extreme with the 40 Miner. So another banner hung in the rafters of the big house.
Yes, I got very fortunate. Played some great people, had a lot of fun at the tournament. I'm definitely going to be doing everything I can to get back to the other Critical Hit Games tournaments that they're going to be running. They're hosting a whole series next year is the plan. So it's on the long side of a drive for me, but it's doable. So I'm going to definitely try to get to a few more of them.
Yeah, probably about 5.5, 6 hours maybe. But it's about 2 hours for me. It's not too bad. And I'm going to try to contribute to that tournament series. They might have, 4, 5, or 6 of them next year all kind of roping together, which is great to help with that. All right. Well, let's knock out a quick back in the day segment, because Extreme, I do want to talk about a quick Chaos Cup memory when we come back on Slurpcast.
Brought to you by Zomboy. Eat flesh.
You're listening to the super sound of the 70s weekend with Extreme and Johnny P.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
While the 21st Chaos Cup did not have Extreme and myself in attendance, we are no stranger to love nor Chaos Cups. And I would say that in 2004, I saw you standing there with a jersey that had your name on the back. And I'm like, that guy, the nerdy guy. Yeah, his glasses, the nerdy guy with his own jersey. I think that's Extreme from the internet. And that was you. I just want to check in, right? Because that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was me.
You had an ogre team with the metal, the big ogres. It was a really cool team. Whatever happened to them?
I won Best Painted that year with that ogre team.
And where are they now?
I sold them to Tom Anders several years ago.
Yeah, that's a classic memory. That same Chaos Cup was also the one where my brother, Dean, thought he had the title in his hand, thought he was going to hoist up the Chaos Cup trophy. And it turns out Ken Washington won on bonus points. I think Dean actually played him and beat him, too. So it was kind of like definitely that, oh, kind of moment. And Ken even knew, like, he, like, I'll take the win, but sorry. That was a 2004 Chaos Cup. I had my Dark Elf team, the Dark Side Cowboys, modeled after Jervis's team. Hopefully got him to show up. He didn't come that year, though, I don't believe.
No, not that year. I think it was a couple years later he came.
We should probably address another Chaos Cup and another back in the day, kind of go through just different years and why. We got a lot of cool memories for this segment. But 2004 was my first Chaos Cup, Extreme's first Chaos Cup. Not my first Blood Bowl tournament. I played in one, might have been my first, well, maybe it was my first NAF tournament. I don't know if the other one was NAF, but it was great to have that kind of experience of not knowing like it was going to become what it is today. That Chaos Cup, I'm talking about in 04, I mean, it had like probably 20 people. So the fact that it's 200 now is just awesome to see the level of just enthusiasm for the game and tournaments like it is now. Do you have any other fond memories from Chaos Cup 04 Extreme?
04, no.
Okay. Do you remember?
I believe I was going out at night to the Hooters there and drinking Mike's Hard Lemonades at the time.
Oh, okay. You were a Mike's Hard guy back then. That was probably before we started going to North Beach, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll definitely get into that more. But the Chaos Cup pitch, that one, legendary. You hurt your arm getting it scraped when playing on there, but looked really cool. Dean with the what he thought was a win and obviously meeting Extreme. A lot of great memories from Chaos Cup 04. But yeah, we should definitely cover some more of those in future episodes. I do believe Extreme, it's Inside the Dugout. Play the damn music.
Brought to you by McMurdy's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loathing it.
You are tuned into The Zlurkcast
with Extreme and Johnny P. Lodging to a speaker near you.
That's where we are.
Inside the Dugout.
For a lifetime. We asked for mail back from our fans. We didn't get shit. Very disappointing. I was like, can you guys talk to? Here are the three questions, and I'm going to just knock them out. Where is G-Dub? He died, so that's that. You know, I don't know what else to say. We don't know. Let's just say this, though. He's assumed dead. There was no body. That's all we know right now. Extreme, you haven't heard anything different, correct?
I have not heard anything of G-Dub in a very long time.
Yeah. I believe, like, someone asked me, like, how old he was. And I know he was, I think he was born in 99. The rumors are that he was conceived in a porta potty at Woodstock 99. When Kid Rock was playing, that's the rumor. Why you laugh? I was asked as well.
Why you laugh?
That's a really good question. Let me check with Lord Borak. Borak, anything?
Bing bang ding 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 ding.
There's your answer.
Bing bang bang di da 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 di da di da di.
And what does it pay? Well, the answer is nothing. Which, you know, kind of sucks because now we got a hosting account to pay for. So why don't you buy some merch? Help us out with that last question at zlurpnation.com. Otherwise, for Extreme, I've been Johnny P. We'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye now.
Bing bong. Goodbye, sir.
That bad.
Oh, yeah?
Some of their parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
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 Thanks for listening. Stay connected to the show and get official merch at ZlurpNation.com.